Unit 8. E-commerce. Part 1. Preview Activities. Listening Comprehension. 1. Fill in the blanks with words you have heard from the passage. Asia is a hotbed of an emerging market showing immense potential with their rapid pace of digital adoption, Group Head of Emerging Payments for MasterCard Asia Pacific said. Malaysia, Thailand, and China have been identified as three digital breakout countries, a trio of nations that are set to prove the new frontiers in the global e-commerce boom. Malaysia ranked second in Southeast Asia in internet penetration and had the highest logistics performance index in its region and income group in 2014. With the infrastructure thus being relatively advanced, B2C e-commerce in Malaysia has a potential to grow rapidly at double-digit rates over the next 5 years. An important characteristic of the Malaysian B2C e-commerce market is that convenience is the key motivation for consumers to shop online. However, the main discouraging factor is lack of interest in online shopping, holding back the majority of over three-quarters of internet users who do not yet make purchases online. Another interesting fact is that food and beverage was the second most popular product category in online shopping in Malaysia, purchased almost as much as clothing. Furthermore, a medium-high double-digit share of online purchases in Malaysia was reported to come from cross-border sales last year. Global e-commerce websites AliExpress.com, Alibaba.com, and Amazon.com are among the top 10 most visited online shopping websites in Malaysia. Thailand was one of the leaders in Asia-Pacific in mobile shopper penetration in 2014 and was ahead of most other countries in Southeast Asia by share of digital buyers making online purchases cross-border. One further important trend is social commerce. With around 30 million users in Thailand, Facebook is a leading channel to research product information prior to an online purchase and to share experiences after the purchase. The competition landscape on the e-commerce market in Thailand includes regional and global players, as well as store-based retailers. International marketplaces, such as AliExpress.com, are also popular online shopping destinations for consumers in Thailand. An emerging player is Japan-based Messenger, LINE, which planned to launch an online grocery delivery service in Thailand to compete with that of store-based retailers such as Tesco. In 2013, more and more Chinese e-commerce companies began developing B2C business. Because of its rapid growth in recent years and its vast population, China has become one of the global leaders in B2C e-commerce. Among the emerging BRIC countries, China's average triple-digit growth rate in recent 5 years was the highest. Over 300 million people, more than half of all internet users, already make purchases online in China. This number is likely to rise further, as internet penetration in China was close to just 50% of population, less than in Russia or Brazil, and significantly below the advanced Asian markets, such as Japan and South Korea. The highest potential for growth of online retail in China is reported to be in rural areas and small villages. Major e-commerce companies are already expanding their logistics and delivery services to cover these regions. Another important trend is proliferation of mobile commerce, which accounted for around one-third of total online retail sales in China and is predicted to increase its share further. Moreover, cross-border e-commerce imports to China are growing, heeding the interest of international players. The B2C e-commerce market in China is dominated by two domestic companies, Alibaba Group and online retailer JD.com. Each held an international IPO in 2014 and is actively expanding in China, as well as on the international markets through their cross-border platforms. Meanwhile, a number of smaller niche players have been backed up by investment capital, such as group buying websites Meituan and Dianping, and online food delivery service Ele.me. Competition in B2C e-commerce also intensifies, as foreign players such as US-based Amazon and Walmart enhance their efforts in China. almost exactly half the adult population of Taiwan, 10.53 million people, now owns a smartphone. This has inevitably had a huge impact on the uptake of mobile shopping in the region. The figures from UDN Shopping, Meidongxi, Taiwan's leading e-commerce platform, show a 25% rise in m-commerce in the last 12 months. Groupon, the U.S.-based group buy website, has introduced a mobile app delivering instantly redeemable deals, a Fujian Ao Kang facility, deals nearby, for its Taiwanese customers. By activating the GPS function and using this facility, Groupon deals in the consumer's immediately vicinity can be located, maximizing purchase convenience. The growth of online and mobile purchasing in Taiwan has had a huge knock-on effect on a number of ancillary sectors, most notably logistics. With the launch of its speedy delivery service, PC Home, the e-commerce giant in Taiwan's online shopping sector, has now introduced a 6-hour delivery offer, allowing consumers in the city to make orders in the morning and receive the shipment in the afternoon. Taobao, one of the leading e-tailers, has teamed up with Family Mart, one of Taiwan's largest convenience store operators, to offer order on Taobao, pick up in Family Mart. This allows Taobao shoppers to pick up their orders at their nearest store without the need to worry about arranging for secure home deliveries. Currently, there are more than 1 million Taobao subscribers in Taiwan. Transactions during Taobao's Double 11 Shopping Festival enjoyed a 180% year-on-year increase. Two, listen to the passage again and answer the following questions according to the passage.